USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire Tuesday. 18-year-old suspect Salvador Ramos was being pursued by police when he went into the unlocked school and opened fire at Robb Elementary School. That's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Mr. Ramos was eventually killed by police. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened at this crime scene. And then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
We are expecting more press conferences this morning. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
In a case of mob mentality versus the Supreme Court, an illegally leaked document is at the center of how America conducts her business.
An illegally leaked draft document from the Supreme Court suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. They are expected to release their final decision soon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox and Friends that he thinks the court will not let criticism or protest change their judicial process.
I think it's concerning to all of us that this is what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to delay the decision. The left is also trying to isolate those justices who might be inclined to sign on to Justice Alito's opinion, which is correct.
That is Tim Berg from the Phoenix News Bureau reporting. Russia and China flew strategic bombers near Japan while President Biden was in Tokyo Tuesday, their first joint military exercise since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Connecticut's Democrat Senator Chris Murphy spoke from the Senate floor on Tuesday, several hours after a mass shooting at a Texas elementary school killed at least 19 students and two adults.
There is a place where we can achieve agreement that may not guarantee that America never ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself. But by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing.
It should be noted Senator Murphy helped introduce legislation to remove officers from schools. Senator Chris Murphy, in July of 2020, along with three other lawmakers, introduced a bill that paved the way to remove school resource officers and replace them with a counseling system. A potentially hazardous asteroid measuring more than a mile long will zoom past Earth Friday, the largest asteroid expected to get relatively close to our planet in 2022. The miss will be by roughly 2.5 million miles or 10 times the distance to the moon. NASA projects the next pass near Earth will be in 172 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.